Look, welcome to the 10th edition of Always 5 O'Clock. Shizzy Chad, where's 5 O'Clock at?
What time is it? 11:30, so that means...
Damn.
Late as shit.
That means it is 5 O'Clock in the Bahamas.
In my mind, I said, he gonna say some dumb shit.
I thought you said,
I think the Bahamas are like Central Time or some shit. They are in the Central Time.
Are they really?
Yes, they are. Yeah,
I just don't believe Eastern, shit you say.
I don't know. I just made that shit up. They're at the prime meridian.
I ain't even entertain that one.
You know the prime meridian?
No,
it's the equator this way.
They do sit along the equator though, or on the equator.
Anyway, leave me alone.
Lines of latitude and longitude.
Time in Bahamas. I'm Googling shit.
Oh, okay. Anyway, the show continues. Look,
it's
man.
It's 11:40 in the Bahamas.
Same time, James. This nigga crazy.
It's 11:40 in Dubai?
No, in the Bahamas.
The Bahamas.
Oh, the Bahamas?
Yeah.
Oh, I told y'all to just sound good. Shit, I don't know, man.
Anyway, man, look, it's your boy Black, man. I'm back. Just came back from New Orleans. Beautiful city, man. Beautiful city. Smell like shit, but beautiful.
Is it
city.
Like shit everywhere or just stink?
Like just like
it's because there's so many white people.
Old
there.
Shrimp and throw God. Up.
Fuck them.
Yeah. Something like that.
Nah, but sorry, white people.
For what?
Like, I have white friends.
Why?
I don't know, man. White people are cool.
They don't fuck with you like that.
Yeah.
They call you a nigga. Huh?
Trump 2020.
Anyway,
you know this shit.
Did you see titties?
Yeah, it was some titties out there. They had the beads. Yeah.
Okay. Dope.
Yeah. It was more bad titties than good titties.
Bad titties?
Yeah.
Bitches with bad titties love to like, put their titties
yeah,
out.
Yeah, like scar tissue. You know.
Like they just had a baby.
Yeah, or, you know, like just got finished breastfeeding or something, dripping and shit, you know.
Dripping?
Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah, titties dripping? Nah, that was sweat. That was sweat, yeah.
SL.
That shit crazy.
Yeah.
But look, first topic, man. We're going to get into these Uno rules. So Cheesy, would you like to explain how the game of Uno is supposed to be played?
I don't think he knows.
Yeah, I'm overwhelmed. Now you want me to list all the rules in the book?
No, not all the rules. Okay. Just, but you know, because you know.
What a popular, like, because black people don't know how to play Uno. All right, let's be real.
So, I was just told that you can't put a draw two in another draw two.
Or anything, yeah.
That is asinine.
Any of them face cards is what I call them. It's like it stops there.
That's stupid. I would say you can't put a draw four and a draw two, but you should be able to put a draw two on a draw two.
You can't stack nothing. You can't stack nothing.
I ain't never played like that before.
I know. Like
you stack everything.
Yeah.
Uno said that.
You try to skip
that.
Me.
Uno said
that. When did Uno? Did you talk to Uno personally?
Yeah, on Twitter. Like it's no stike. Like it's you put player two, you player two or blue. You know what I mean?
House that, rules, man. Like,
yeah, that takes the fun out of it. To be
honest. That's the case. Don't do that when we play spades. I slap shot at whoever fucked this spade game.
Now spades is a different animal.
Yeah,
like,
niggas get beat up over spades.
Nah, niggas get beat up over Uno. Niggas get shot. Over spades.
Okay, yeah, that made
you
more sense.
You seen niggas get beat up over Uno? Not even that serious.
Yeah, I've seen relationships.
I could say definitely relationships can't come to a halt.
Why? Because somebody got hit with a draw four?
No, yeah. Draw 16, bitch.
just
continue.
I mean, but like, yeah, you can't stack nothing. If you don't have a card, you draw one, it's the next person's turn. It ain't no... Reverse. No stacking. None of that. It's just straight up Uno.
I would never play that way.
It's like white people cooking. It's no salt.
No flavor.
It's no flavor.
I'm gonna tell you. I hate the new Uno cards too because they got this. They got that.
Cards?
Yeah, they got the that one card where you can like write your own goddamn rule. And I was playing Uno one time, and that shit said take 6 shots. And I said, motherfucker, fight me taking them goddamn 6 shots.
I took 2 shots the other night and threw up. Like, no lie. I'm washed. Like,
yeah. Them shots hurt.
The new shit got that swap hand shit, too.
Yeah,
right?
It do.
That shit hit different when the motherfucker got like 23 cards.
You got Uno.
And you got, like, 1.
And that's the only card you got left in your hand.
Yeah, you hold that one and just stack cards until it's time, though. Yeah. Like, you just wait. But, you know, I personally, I want to play Uno the right way because I'm tired of losing. That's my personal opinion. I just feel like every time we play at the house,
I just play Uno for shots, man. Fuck all that shit. Like,
exactly.
It's like an icebreaker, you know, to a gathering or something like that. Yeah. You know, like a little kickback or something.
I feel like Uno just got that popular. I hadn't played it since I was, like, in elementary school until, like, we got to be an adult.
Niggas using it to drink. Niggas say fuck those,
Yeah, fuck those.
Well, we got phase 10 at the house, and I still don't know what the fuck that is.
Man, I played that shit one time, and I couldn't even tell you the rules to how to play phase 10.
Like, so I was looking at it the other day, like, damn, we got phase 10. I don't know what the fuck it is. We got games at the house. We don't even play.
Yeah.
I don't even think he played the PlayStation.
I don't.
You even play that?
Barely. just pay bills.
Good luck.
Shit, but speaking of rules, man, we can go on to cookout rules, man. Let's just go around the table and
Arlington, you are not invited to our July 4th cookout. Okay, you are not invited.
So look, every house is different, you know. So rules are different, people are different, all of that. So we just go around and say, what is one of your cookout rules, Justin? If, you know, you're throwing a cookout, what's a rule that everybody must abide by?
You have to bring something.
Okay.
It's no, I don't even care if you bring aluminum foil. Like, we always run out of that anyway. Yeah. You got to bring something.
You have to contribute something.
You got to contribute something. I don't care if it's food, drink, beer. Most people, I'd just rather you drink. Bring beer because that'll leave us beer for like 3 months.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. For me, it's more so of I'm gonna say either condiments like mustard, ketchup, or something like that. But really, it's gonna be beer or liquor because 9 times out of 10, I'm gonna have the food already. So it's just, you know, I'm gonna want to drink and chill. You know, so
no to go plates, none. I need lunch for tomorrow.
Right. Right.
Well, no to go plates.
You gotta ask.
It's okay.
You gotta ask daddy, is it okay to get a to go plate? I remember.
Don't ask me nothing.
Nobody asked you anything. I remember somebody girlfriend, I ain't gonna say no names, ate my motherfucking steak last time we had a cookout. And I've been pissed ever since. I think that was the last 4th of July, Arlington.
Right. And Big Honey Mustard ate your steak. Big Honey Mustard. Shout out to Big Honey Mustard. That shit got me wanting a Tinder right here.
You niggas are disrespectful, bro.
He listens. Shit, I appreciate you, bro. I really do.
I'm trying to do
it. I'm just fucking with you, bro. Yo, she really didn't eat my motherfucking steak, though. Yeah. Like, she chewed on that bitch. She took a bite out of it before she put it in the plate. I couldn't even get it back. I said, that's my steak.
This the Luke Bell.
The white body.
Y'all niggas said, man, this nigga said, the Big Honey Mustard.
The Big Honey Mustard, bro. She was cute. No, I get to him.
Big Honey Mustard. But Chizzy, what's a house rule or cookout rule for you in your home, man?
Shit, man. I don't know. Bring party favors.
You gotta bring something.
Would
right?
you consider a party favor?
Weed.
my boss listens to this. Chill.
Fuck him.
Chill. My manager listens. That nigga signed my checks, nigga. But no.
He is one, man.
Not for real, man. Just clean up after yourself.
Facts.
You know, because I'm gonna be stuck afterwards trying to
get shit straight.
You know what I mean? Bring stuff. You know, I'm not asking you. If I'm throwing a cookout, obviously I'm going to supply, you know, majority of the things.
Right.
Probably the meat.
Right.
You know what I mean? And drinks. But it would be nice if you, like, brought some dessert or
a side.
Some drinks, some chasers. Even if you don't want to bring liquor, bring some chasers. Fuck, I take napkins, nigga. Bring me some goddamn paper plates.
Right. Like I said, aluminum foil, I feel like we always run out of that, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, just, I don't want you to walk in empty-handed. Next thing is, I don't want you to walk in, eat, and then just leave right away.
Nah, yeah. You got to parlay. You know what I
mean? And don't bring your kid.
Yeah.
Unless it's, if it's not bleached.
Yeah, if you're going to bring, if you gonna bring a plus one, I need to know.
Yeah,
facts. Yeah, that's out of courtesy, though.
I know, we told somebody last year they couldn't bring their kid to my birthday cookout, and she got pissed off because my niece was there. That's my niece. Like, that's my niece at my house. Like,
whore.
But nah, what about you, bro?
Nah, I mean, I said mine, like, you know, bring beer or liquor. That's my main thing. But I do want to ask you, though, because you are a homeowner. With the cookout rules, would you say that, you know, okay, the cookout is going to be outside? You cool people being inside and outside? How you do it? Because I know, you know, my peoples back in the day used to be like, nah, motherfuckers, a cookout. Take your ass outside. So how you feel about that?
Really? I mean, I don't really think I care. Okay. Says if you're inside, y'all know the rules. I don't want no shoes on my carpet.
Right. Right.
You know what I mean? That's you want to be outside? You want to be outside?
It's just motherfucker,
I mean?
Right here.
I mean, I smoke in the house, so if you want to smoke some tree in the house, I think that would be fine. You know, blacks, cigarettes is a hell no. Like that cigarette smell different. Like
it's different. Yeah.
Like that shit.
Hello, real menthol.
Yeah. So is that Reggie too, though? You don't want that Reggie.
I mean,
don't. Excuse me.
Man, look, that was some mid you had.
You crazy head. Don't fuck with you. This shit, they call this shit that peanut butter.
And look,
I'm allergic to that shit too.
Shut up. Anyway, how y'all feel about motherfuckers being around the grill while you cooking, though?
I don't want you near me.
You don't want
unless,
near, right?
unless you helping me. Right. You know what I mean? Do the shit. You know, we taking turns on the grill or something like that. But other than that.
Because that pisses me off. Like, we at the crib, even though I don't cook. Like, fuck y'all. But, it's like I'm the security guard at the grill. Like, we don't want y'all around. Like
that, focused. That, like, yeah. Now, if you out there keeping me company and we drinking together or something like that, that's cool. But if you keep coming back to me while I'm on the grill, you know, our hot dog's done yet, the burger's done yet, the chicken done yet. Nah, motherfucker, go sit your ass down.
When you on the grill and a nigga trying to give you advice. Like, carry your motherfucking ass the fuck on somewhere.
Yeah, Uncle Keith. I was just about to say that. Uncle, sit your ass down. Yeah, yeah. Drink the kettle one.
But look. Uncle Keith, man, my birthday weekend, he cooked everything so fucking amazing. Like, because y'all cooked that Sunday, but that Saturday, Uncle Keith did his thing, bro.
Yeah, that was love.
That's bad when he ain't eat either. Yeah. Some shit like some weird shit.
Well, he wanted to lick that goddamn barbecue sauce off that rib so bad. He was on some like vegan type shit.
Yeah, gastro bypass.
Yeah, man, he won't eat nor drink it. That's why he sat in my room the whole weekend.
Yeah,
you don't remember that?
No.
Yeah, he sat in my room the whole weekend.
Incarcerated.
That's why he was a DD that night.
We went to the Ritz that night, damn.
Yeah.
He blew his smoke out.
Yeah. I don't know who you think he is.
Yeah, he thought he was a game in the How We Do video.
Oh, bro. My God. Marathon.
Any other cookout rules, man? Because I feel like we didn't really touch on a lot.
If your bitch don't make us say, you know, nephew, who that is, like, you need to take her back home.
I say this, right? So at a cookout, there's certain shit that's like, for everybody, and there's certain shit that's not for everybody.
Like what, Chizzy?
Hot dogs for everybody. Hamburgers for everybody.
Steak.
Chicken for everybody. Steak, it's not for everybody.
It's for us.
Ribs, it's not for everybody. Pork chops, it depends on how I'm feeling that day, how hot it is, how drunk I am. Like,
that's really how
that,
we
that
do
shit could go either it's way. Yeah, go ahead and give me a little piece of that.
That's true.
But don't reach in the fucking pan scratching for no steak, nigga. Like,
nah.
Cause every time we have steak, it's always three steaks, maybe four.
And MJ always find a way to get one. I'm getting so sick of him.
MJ probably sick of that.
And I hate. I know know why he do that too, because the nigga tagged me on Facebook like every 3 days talking about steak $5.
Yeah, like
at my store. Nigga, leave me alone.
Where you working?
I ain't gonna disclose the name like
Heresy.
College
Seed.
Hey, look, that's where we need the meat from. That, yeah, that's hood meat.
Yeah. You work at the Winn-Dixie.
Look.
Milk aisle.
Nah, but seriously though, like, them ribs, it's only for two of us. Like, three, maybe, tops.
Especially if they got that sauce on.
Bro, man. Man, listen. I ain't had ribs in a minute.
Listen.
Yeah, but no, and for real too, like, if you're not like a regular, don't come request no goddamn melted cheese on your burger neither.
Yeah, but you ain't getting a hamburger.
Go get it. Nah, you can get cheese on your shit. But I'm not feeling like put your shit back on the fucking microwave. Yeah, you gonna put your shit in the microwave. You gonna let that cheese slow melt? Yeah, microwave or just let it melt. Hopefully you get the burger off fresh off the grill. So that shit melt fast.
And if not, you better put that cheese on that burger in the microwave for 30 seconds and let it melt in there.
Put it on the bun.
Put it on the bun, let it toast in that motherfucker.
Like, some people are just so picky.
They are.
Can you burn this a little bit more? Can you toast my bread?
Do you got veggie burgers? Yeah. Are these turkey burgers?
Don't come over.
The fuck?
If anybody asks for a turkey burger or a veggie burger, you are not allowed around me, period. And I will scrap you on game. Anyway.
I do think turkey burgers are for faggots, but...
This is what we talked about earlier. Yeah. You can't say shit like that.
LGBTQ. XYZ.
Barbecue. My bad. I don't mean no harm by it, man.
I just really feel like we're on episode 10. I just feel like 5 years from now, or shit, 5 months from now, when we get famous, they're going to come back. Like, you know how they be going through old people tweets? Yeah. They're going to come back and just be like, they said this, and they're going to just stop fucking with us.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna get my lawyer to put out a statement saying I was high and I was not myself.
Who your lawyer?
Huh?
I'm legally blind.
Barely.
Chanel.
Oh. Oh man. They're not going to understand why that's so funny.
Hey, Nelly Nail, okay.
So we're going to move on from Nelly Nail.
Rest in peace, Tom.
But look.
I can see no, no hate mail now.
Yeah, no whole bar.
Yeah.
But look. All right, so speaking of bare bones.
When the fuck was we speaking of bare bones?
With the ribs.
Oh, shit, yeah.
See?
Talking with you.
See?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, okay.
The minimum wage increase. A lot of these motherfuckers don't deserve $15 an hour.
Not at all.
Chick-fil-A, they should be getting $22 an hour.
Yeah.
McDonald's?
Except for that one on Glenwood. I hate that motherfucking Chick-fil-A.
Glenwood? Which one on Glenwood?
The one down there by the Burger King.
Right. I hate that motherfucking Chick-fil-A.
I've never actually been to that Chick-fil-A.
Breakfast, cool. That's when they had that A squad. Like, that night squad is full of niggas and they
What's crazy is, like, I get so uncomfortable when I go to the Chick-fil-A in Durham, especially the one off 15501.
The one over there by
the one on Roxburgh, like, they're like rated one of the busiest Chick-fil-A's in America, I believe. Or like one of the busiest Chick-fil-A's in the
state. Somebody that's up the street from like where you used to work at.
Yeah,
right? Yeah.
Right? So they're like phenomenal. Nigga, it could be 33 cars in the line and you still out of there in 3 minutes. Like,
yeah.
Their efficiency is on par. But I get uncomfortable when I go to the other one, like, that's deep in Durham, because it's all niggas acting real sweet, like
what sweet?
Like, no, I'm just saying, like, nah, not even, like, niggas are just being, like,
good moves.
Yeah, like, you pull up, the nigga got a do-rag on, two earrings, and then the slugs, and talking about, you know, have a nice day. And it's like, that shit, it gets uncomfortable. It's like... Yeah. You don't even sound like you're supposed to look.
Right.
Or look like you're supposed to sound.
Bro, they reformed gangbangers. They trying to live. They want to keep their job.
So, look, I'm going to go through a list of different jobs and that probably make, if not minimum wage, somewhere close to minimum wage. Mm-hmm. And I want y'all to tell me whether or not they deserve $15 an hour.
I don't even make $15 an hour.
Huh?
My base pay is not $15 an hour.
I get commission.
Yeah, you're different though because then there you have a pay structure.
I have a pay
plan that goes beyond that.
Yeah, because I have commission, but still, but like my hourly wage, I only make $14 an hour.
Okay.
But like that's so you telling me a motherfucker working McDonald's deserve to make more money than me?
Technically, like I said, like your pay plan is designed for you to.
I'm a waitress. I'm a waitress.
Nah, waitress just made like $1.75.
Yeah. All right, so a Foot Locker employee.
No.
Maybe not 15. Maybe not 725.
I'll give them $10.
Yeah. Okay. No more than 12.
Because they're probably reselling shoes anyway.
Yeah. And I used to buy like release shoes and sell them whatever.
A nigga that get grocery carts from Walmart.
They deserve $5.25. But nah, seriously. Walmart is a pain to deal with. That they just upped their minimum like a year ago.
To
$9. Oh, really? Yeah, like because Walmart is stressful to work at. I will not lie. Like seriously.
I mean, I think a nigga like going to collect the carts and shit like $9.25 should.
That's a lot of back work.
That's
all right.
For 3 hours a day.
It's not like them motherfuckers station. They roll, so it ain't like he doing hard work.
Okay.
That's fucked up for me to say. they roll, bro. Okay.
So, a Arby's worker.
People, Arby's I didn't know cashier. Arby's work.
I don't think they make enough die. Money.
He hate Arby's,
like,
bro.
They food poison. I tell the story like they food poison me.
How they food poison?
I don't know.
Yes. Like, I think he was bad roast beef.
It
had to be a roast beef.
Very bad roast beef.
I remember we had that bad roast beef in the DC that time at the house.
That roast beef was scrumptious.
Yeah. Anyway. Arby's is not that bad, bro. You just ain't had it in a long time.
I don't plan on having
but,
it.
But, like, I get it. You got sick one time, so you're not going to get it.
I should have sued him. I'd have probably got that bag.
You would have got $32.
Right.
And free roast beef sandwiches.
A Handy Hugo's cashier.
They
depending on which location they're in.
The one in Liz before they shut it down.
No, they need to make like
that's shut down?
Yeah.
Oh, you're no, talking they, about no, that's Sunoco you talking about.
Oh, Sunoco, okay. Sunoco.
None
so
of
Sunoco.
None of them.
Remember that little bitch with dread? That minimum wage shit won't even count because the niggas that own the bitch work in there. Like, it's a whole family.
So the whole thing is profit for
them. That's a Noco across the street from the school still running up, like, good, like it's nothing.
They sell a lot of chips in that bitch.
And that store ain't but this big. Like, yeah. But now, but I don't feel like it's a lot of jobs that deserve $15 an hour. And I apologize for saying that, but.
You know what? I just got one thing.
I feel like. School teachers.
Yeah, can they make 17 cent a minute? Sorry, Julia. But, they deserve more pay. They really
do. Definitely.
Somewhere just approved like $60,000 a year or some shit.
Who approved
that? In Texas.
It's Texas, yeah.
Texas.
And the cost of living is relatively nice in Texas, too.
For
what Brian Garnett said, beat your meat, lose your feet, or some shit like that.
What?
He said the cost of living in Texas is not as high as we think it is.
It's not.
Because they don't have any
they don't have state
taxes. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't.
He was saying he found an apartment for like $9 in Dallas, which I thought was kind of weird. In Dallas, of all places. You would think Dallas is elaborate and it would be expensive, but.
My thing is, I believe in equal opportunity,
uh-huh.
But I do not believe in an equal outcome.
Okay.
Explain, please.
I don't, yeah. I believe that, you know, we all may have a fair shot at getting a particular job, but we all won't get that same particular job. Some people are going to get better jobs, and some people are going to get the not-so-good jobs.
That's absolutely true.
You know
true.
What I mean? It's all in the matter of the position you put yourself in. Uh-huh. So if you know... You know, you have an option to be a McDonald's employee or you have an option to be the president of the United States. You have to somehow put yourself in a position to get to the one that you want to be in, right? Okay. Or to get to where you want to be.
I feel you, but I don't agree with you per se. But I get what you're saying. Now, I do understand it. But see, I'm the type of person, I don't judge anybody hustle, so they got to get it. I feel like you should at least do something.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I agree. You got to do something.
You got to do something.
I agree with that. What I'm saying is, if you only did enough
to be a McDonald's
worker, to be a McDonald's employee, that's what you're going to get. Like,
so, but what I'm saying is, can you judge a motherfucker for trying to be the president of the United States and becoming a McDonald's worker?
No. That didn't work out? No.
Okay.
But you do have to understand that, you know, if that shit don't work out and you come back here, this is what it's going to be.
Right.
You know what I mean? I just don't feel like, you know what, before they give you $15 an hour, I'd much rather them continue to pay you $7.25 and give you some kind of tuition reimbursement to go further your education and put yourself in a better position to make more.
Or at least that, you know, 720, yeah, that $7.25.
That way we know, you know, that, because some people try to justify the $15 by saying, you know, well, they'll be able to have a little bit more money to go back to school. All right, cool. How about, you know, whatever corporation you work for, make a minimum wage, you know, provide you with some kind of opportunity to go to college or go to, you know, tech school or, you know, whatever, trade school, whatever the fucking.
Ain't that what Ronald McDonald House for?
Oh, that's for, no, that's for like sick kids.
Oh my god. Not the wrong McDonald House.
I don't know what them little motherfuckers do.
But
Since we on Ronald McDonald, we gonna change subjects.
Oh, you're talking about that.
We gonna stay on some clown shit though.
What?
So let me ask y'all this. Did y'all see the article about Kanye West Sunday service getting shut down?
Yeah, when you told me about it 35 minutes ago. Yeah.
Okay, so let me.
I don't know what that is.
Kanye West Sunday service. What he does every Sunday is he get, you know, a bunch of, in my opinion, similar coons to himself. They gather around.
Man, what chance of rapper do to you?
they gather around and they sing semi gospel songs. Yeah. I guess you would say. To like hip hop beats or whatnot, and they call it, you know, church service. Or, you know,
do somebody whatever. Preach?
That, yeah. Not that I know of, but if Kanye's preaching, they're all going to hell.
Yeah, everything I see is about music.
It's just music, yeah. Right? So, would you attend Yeezy Baptist AME Church of God in
Christ? Yeah, Kanye's a fucking genius, and I'll attend anything he does.
Really?
Yeah.
So if he threw a pool bash in hell, you would be there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Takes out with my controller.
I'm not going.
You're not going?
No. To the Sunday service or the pool?
Okay. Bash, so this is perfect. Tell me why you're going. Tell me why you're not going
to the pool service. Or No, church service. Me personally, it has, like, I know for a fact that's not church service. I know it's just really just a performance they do every week that they disguise as church service. I know, growing up black and Christian and in the church, we're not supposed, that's kind of like mocking religion or, you know, church. It's blasphemous, as my boy Stephen A would say. I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck.
But no, because one of my bucket list things is to see Kanye perform. And so if that means my grandma judging me, like, I just have to take that risk. She's 76. She'll be all right with it. She won't live with him long.
What the fuck, bro?
Yeah, nah, bro.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
Just not going because Kanye's a fucking idiot. Like,
you really feel that way? You love Kanye just as much as others.
I love his music.
You love his music, right?
I love his music. I hate the man.
Yeah.
What the man do to you?
Like, I hate the man right now. Right,
bruh, you know what's wrong with y'all?
Do you remember how ignorant he acted in the Oval Office during that interview?
Yeah.
That didn't bother you? You didn't feel embarrassed to be a black man?
For one.
You're right.
Yeah.
He got Rottweiler hair.
Okay, so he stole that joke.
they ain't never heard it.
No, well, yeah, that.
I'm albino and shit, whatever.
No, yeah. I grew up black and I am half black.
Whatever.
But no, seriously, like, I just feel like people like us shouldn't give a fuck about what people like him do. Because that's something he does in his personal life. Why do I care about what he does in his personal life? I just want to know what he does for his career. I just want the music. I don't care about what he does. I know he married a bitch that fucked another nigga on camera.
I know he fucked with Trump and don't fuck with him again or whatever, whatever.
I mean, but that really don't even bother me because I feel like we've all probably dated women that have did something on camera before.
Yeah, like, bro, we're just not famous. We're born in an age where, like, most of our women have done a lot of shit we shouldn't be proud of.
She has.
But anyway, but like, I just feel like people care more about what people do in their personal life that's famous when it's like, I don't care. That's just my opinion. Yeah. I don't care about, I feel like, especially women, they keeping up with the Kardashians, watching Black Ink Crew or whatever the fuck. They, by the way, they don't do any tattoos and it pissed me off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm still trying to
like, they do everything. Bro, there's like 18 niggas in one little tattoo spot. Like, and they got a director, a general manager. They got an HR personnel and shit.
They got a treasurer.
VP of operations. Like, that ass got and
like I said, they do position. Every time I watch it with y'all, I'm like, they do everything but tattoo.
But tattoo.
But like, I just feel like people, we care about what they do in their personal life. When I just appreciate the music. That's why I want to go.
Yeah, like don't get me wrong. I love Kanye's music. I do. Mm-hmm. I'm a Kanye fan when it comes to the music side. But he be on some nut shit, Patch.
He do.
He be on some nut shit, man. I can't really get with it, man.
Like, my dog be on some nut shit, and I just let him do what he do.
Who?
The baby.
What did he do to be on that shit?
That nigga just knocked the nigga out on live camera.
Bro, that was like self-defense. That was self-defense.
I guess, bro.
He told that man, look, I know we jumping topics. Yeah. And we skipped ahead, but speaking of the baby, we're going to go ahead and get on that. That nigga told that man, hey, yo, come get your shit. And I just knew when he said that and when he pointed for the nigga to walk past him, I said, if that nigga walk past him, he's an idiot because he's going to get smashed right in the neck.
Cam Cole Hart. Look, that's my favorite rapper of 2019.
Cam Cole Hart?
Nah. He made music for real?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
Oh, man. Oh, this is like a rap beat.
Like, yeah. I know that nigga. But, I mean,
and they both from Charlotte.
What I tell you about, like, getting yourself in the headlines, because now you want to go hear a song that Cam Cole Hart sang.
It made me want to listen to DaBaby more.
Your obsession with DaBaby is like,
he is my favorite rapper right now.
Very, like,
I think it's more disturbing. Than that.
You think it's more than that?
I think it's deeper than rap.
Let's not do this. I've been to a couple concerts with Chizzy, and I see him almost throw his parachutes.
Hey, Drizzy.
Especially that first in my line. Exactly. And that first one in Greensboro, you was ready.
Ready for what?
Hot and ready. Uh-huh. Little Caesars. The second. But now, I just fuck with the baby. Ever since I seen that nigga, he got one of them Soulja Boy stories too, where he felt like he was James Bond and shot up some shit. Then he got a nigga, he killed somebody in Walmart for trying to fuck with him and his family.
The baby a real ass nigga. I'm real with him. That's why I fuck with him.
Exactly. And that's, I'm like, why do y'all just keep fucking with him? Leave him alone, bro.
They need to, bro.
Like, he keep proving himself.
That,
like,
nigga is about this shit. For real.
I showed you the video on that.
My thing is, he is not bulletproof, though.
Like, he not.
That's my only fear.
I don't want him to go out like on some shit like, yeah. It is way too early. Like, yeah, it is. Like, he just blew up last week. But yeah, like, can you blame him, though?
Blame who, the baby?
Yeah.
For what?
Can they keep fucking with him?
He is also very cocky.
He is very kind. He is pretty child nigga lie. Pretty child nigga lie.
I mean, he's outrageously cocky, and somebody's gonna try him one day,
and they're gonna
somebody's gonna get the better of him one day.
Like, you saw the video in Atlanta when he went down there, and they told him he needed permission slip, and he was by himself, and he was like, "I don't need shit."
On the music video set,
yeah. Like, I mean, that's why I fuck with him heavy though. His music fire too. Let's be real, and it's the only thing that hot that came out this year too. Yeah.
I mean, you think he gonna put out more music this year?
He put out a freestyle like every week.
Is he really?
If you go on like his YouTube page, got like
them little Thriller videos.
Nah, it's like, so he did a of course after the, like probably a week after the album came out, he did the Baby on Baby freestyle. And he did another one with Stunna right before Stunna album came out.
I forgot what that one was called. That was fire too. He do music, like, but I think he also got to watch out because you don't want him to oversaturate the market. And
like Future.
Future oversaturated us in what, 2015 it was?
Yeah,
nice. I don't want to listen to Future like ever again. Yeah.
I still listen to Future.
I mean, you still will, but like it's still like, you know, it's like you said, washed. It's laundromat. Boom. It's
laundromat.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Anyway, rest in peace.
Shit, man.
We gotta stop rest in peace and shit.
I kill a lot of niggas out there.
Yeah, I still can't believe you killed John Singleton. But anyway,
John Singleton. Damn, son. Man, but look, Lil Nas X, man. I ain't even know who the little fucker was.
I stayed on that Old Town Road.
Man, that shit is a banger, man. It slaps. I ain't gonna lie. I listen to it.
It's misappropriation.
Misappropriation.
Yeah, I mean, technically, it is.
Like, he performed last night in the Stanley Cup Finals.
The nigga is gonna be at the Kentucky Derby next.
Yeah, like
that's probably where the bag is.
Yeah, I don't blame him. Like, I really don't blame him. But
capitalize.
And then I watched the performance. He was in there in the Boston Bruins jersey, like the sweater shit.
Yeah,
with some Wranglers and some cowboy boots.
Who's to say that ain't what the fuck he like?
I ain't never met no nigga like that.
But I don't give a fuck what you say. If Wranglers gonna sponsor me, I'll wear the fuck out of them jeans.
I wore Wranglers back in the day, like they was the only thing at Walmart. We were broke. You know what I mean? Like,
I ain't never wore no Wranglers, but I had a couple pair of Faded Glories though. I had a couple pair of Faded Glories, I ain't gonna lie. Right before football practice, niggas used to have roll called Gene Chang.
Yeah, oh, look at that tag.
I mean, y'all niggas leave me alone. I'm going to the bathroom.
Man, that's funny as hell, bro.
But that shit crazy how, like.
Bro, I was telling y'all, one nigga said he not driving his Jeep Wrangler, though.
Ain't got nothing to do with the Jeep.
All because this black man got an endorsement deal.
The Jeep do to you?
Nah, he think that's how stupid some of them country people is, bro.
I mean, niggas, one nigga say, you know, country ain't country no more, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm boycotting Wrangler if they don't pull the endorsement, blah, blah, blah. It's like,
you
it's,
think Walmart give a fuck?
No. They get their money regardless. Yeah.
Cause you still gonna buy Tupperware, whatever the fuck you got at Walmart. The fuck?
That's what I'm saying.
How much you buy at Walmart? Shit. But no, like what?
Your fish sticks. Nestle water.
It's like Tupperware.
Did you say Nestle water?
Nestle water. Not even the Great Value. The Pure Life. The Pure Life.
I really would like to see a Walmart grocery list, though. People don't really go to Walmart to buy groceries.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you just go to, like, Food Lion.
Why not?
Some shit. You know, one of them.
People love Harris Teeter, man.
Yeah. And you can go in there and sit down and drink beer.
Yeah, you can.
Plus, man, you can get crab steam and shit in there, too.
Yeah.
All kinds of shit, bro.
Yeah, you can do a lot of shit.
Pizza.
Bro, I love
that.
I love
that Harris Teeter. I
fell in love with it.
Yeah.
Y'all shit had a hot bar, didn't it?
Yeah. And the Asian bar.
Asian bar, yeah. Lit.
The one in Northfields had that too. That shit nice. But now, damn, we got.
What was he talking? Oh, yeah. Lil Nas X.
I still hate that song.
I'm just not understanding, like, why white people are getting so upset that he got an endorsement deal.
Because they don't want to see us prosper, bro.
I don't. Yeah.
So if his shit was with Nietzsche, would we be pissed off?
Why Nietzsche?
If True Religion sponsored, would we be pissed off?
No.
Man, we get pissed off by logic too.
We do
about anything.
We do.
I feel like we get pissed off.
I think we
still
get mad that Iggy Azalea a rapper. Like
I don't.
I don't. You know her news just leaked.
Where?
Like, so the GQ, like.
Google.
Nigga grabbed his phone. So I think the GQ magazine, like, they were, like, they had a photographer taking pictures and shit for, I guess, a next spread or something. Yeah. And the nigga leaked her news. Like, He snuck pictures of her topless and shit.
That's a rich man. Because I'm sure he ain't let them things go for free.
Yeah, but she's like criminally pressing charges.
Yeah, she left social media according to this.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Bust down, Tatiana.
So, I think if you're gonna look for it, you're probably gonna have to search Twitter.
I'm going to Pornhub. What's wrong with you?
It is on Twitter out there.
Tasty Black.
Tasty Blacks. Will she be on Tasty Blacks?
We just talking about her being white as a rapper. Right. Like,
yeah, she on Tasty Black.
Yeah,
I see a lot of white porn on Tasty Blacks. Yeah.
Either way, what was we talking about? Or we can even also talk about Eminem as a rapper. I'm sure Eminem got endorsement deals and all that shit.
Yeah, I think he had an endorsement deal with Azuri Jeans or something.
Headbands or something. Headbands and do-rags. Like, yeah. I don't know. Like,
at one point, wasn't he like rocking Beats joints? Hmm? Like he did like commercials for Beats? Maybe I'm tripping.
I mean, well, he Dr. Dre's prodigy, so maybe.
So, you know what I mean? So, like, nobody, I don't think anybody really got rattled at, you know, these white people in quote unquote our area or our like bust. Dominant field.
I'm about to bust.
What? Somebody they seen Iggy dude. Ooh, I'm sorry.
I'm about to bust. Interrupt the whole podcast.
Oh man.
With some goddamn
Damn. But
That's like the saddest bitch. The saddest video.
Oh, man. I still think that was his bitch, too. He said damn, too. Anybody 806 deserve a damn, though.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, rest in peace. She easily died the next year. Yeah.
But.
Anybody 806 probably dying like the next year.
Yeah, go ahead and give them a lethal injection. Like, they,
who, me? Or the 806? 806.
Yo, y'all some.
806, bro.
806?
You don't think she get Epibounds back from that?
Nah. We worried about you, and you're not even half of that.
I know.
Yeah, like.
Chill. That's 403.
Yeah. He might.
Tiptoeing.
Straddling.
Straddling.
Look, we already said we're not gonna say no more cheesy fat jokes, bro. Chill.
Man, he get me all the time.
He ain't even mean to shoot him. I'm sorry, bro. All right, anyway, back to.
Wow.
We got way off topic.
We did. We was talking about Lil Nas X and Rain.
I don't know about him. I really don't know nothing.
I just
about
know that him. One song. That's it.
Does he have more music coming out?
He put out like these little clips on Twitter.
I seen something
every
like
once in a while. Like the nigga did a rock and roll remix like rap shit.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw him tweet the other day, like he tries to bring them new music and they keep wanting to do new versions of Old Town Road. You know what I mean? Like, is he signed to a country label or a rap label?
I'm more That's than a great question. Sure it's a rap label.
Yeah.
Is he independent?
I think anybody to make country music full time.
No.
That
shit crazy. But on another story, man.
Screenshot.
Your boy Lamar Odom. He has risen.
Yeah. He did that.
Yeah, he died. Yeah. He really died.
Yeah.
And came back.
So this nigga said in his little
tell all.
Like, yeah, whatever you want to call it. Eulogy, whatever.
Eulogy.
Yeah, in his little book, he said he has had sex with over 2,000 women.
That's what happened. You better chill.
I might have fucked my hand 2,000 times, but
2,000 women.
2,000 women is like a different like.
I fucked my hand 2,000 times this year, and it's man.
And Magic only been with Cookie.
Yeah. I did like 3 times. You know what
I mean? I said Magic only been with Cookie.
What?
Never mind.
He might have fucked that little boy he got. Oh, my bad. Shit. But no, seriously, 2,000 women. I ain't got enough dick for what I got going on now. So 2,000.
I agree.
for the 9-9.
What? Come on, my nigga.
Y'all getting off topic.
Rest in peace. No, but seriously. 2000?
Yeah, gay.
And I think Lamar barely 40.
2,000 women, bro.
And more likely, unless he started fucking at 8 or something. So let's just say he started fucking at 15. So 25 years, he's fucked 2,000 women.
That's a lot of rubbers.
That's like 800 a year or some shit. I don't know. Bro, no, it's no, it's like...
Is it 800?
Man, I got a whole phone.
800 a year? 2,000
3 years.
That's so he's averaging 1.5 a week.
They MJ numbers.
MJ who?
Marion Jerome.
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson had boys and girls, too.
he probably had 4.
Anyway, Marion.
Marion was out.
I don't think Marion had sex in 2019.
I'm talking about before, prior to then.
I don't think he was fucking... Like, bro, news got leaked. Hey, cut that out. I'm sorry, MJ.
To this day, I remember MJ calling me and saying, yo. Hold on. Yo, they got me. I said, huh? What you talking about, MJ? He said, they got me on the site. They got my dick. They got my dick on the page. I was like, oh, okay. He's like, you know what's crazy though? I said, what, man? He said, mad girls hitting me up, bro. I was like,
bro, we laughed that whole week. I was like, MJ is hype in this.
Man. Oh, man. What's his name?
I love you, MJ. I promise I do, bro.
They said, what's his name? Has his dick on the counter. In the picture. What's his name? Mania.
Munch.
Munch?
I'm asking.
Nah.
Oh, man. On the cutting board.
They said that nigga took a picture from the bathroom mirror glass. Dropped his meat in the sink.
Cold cuts.
Yo, cold. It's a lime, man. Niggas are crazy.
Man.
Niggas are truly
tough. Bro, that had nothing to do with what we were talking about.
No.
What were we talking
Lamar
about?
Lamar Odom.
Oh, yeah. He fucked 2,000 females.
That's what Wimp said, and he died 2 weeks later. Nah, he was like on ABC, the Good Morning shit was Good Morning America. He said that shit. It sounded like Wimp was dead.
Look, when you said that, the first thing that came to mind was Magic Johnson face when he said, I will not be here.
Matt, I'm not going to be
here.
I'm not going to be here.
Yeah, you're talking about
life. Didn't Magic Johnson say he fucked like 12,000 bitches since?
12,000?
It wasn't 12,000. I think he's over there. Yeah, but it's something like close in the 2,000 range, though.
Yeah, and he burnt all of them.
Somebody got him first. Yeah. But Magic, I'm still surprised Magic's still here. But
he made Charlotte Sheen.
Yeah, but they got money. That's the reason why people with AIDS stay alive here.
Magic Johnson ain't got that shit no more.
The thing with AIDS and HIV, is most people who have that can't afford to stay in that stage, which is why they die so quick, where they advance to AIDS and they die. So with Magic being rich as he is and Charlie Sheen maybe being rich as he is, that's how they can stay alive longer and stuff like that.
So they just have HIV, no AIDS.
Right. Mm. So,
what's the difference?
HIV is a virus.
AIDS is a disease.
Don't get me wrong. I'm getting around. I'm too drunk to think about like the real. Yeah, Like, it's Tuesday and I gotta work tomorrow.
But, HIV. So you have HIV and then HIV AIDS.
It's HIV and AIDS. So HIV is a virus, I know. Right. And then it causes
AIDS.
Yeah, I don't think you go straight from zero to AIDS. Like, okay. I think
you work yourself up.
I think HIV is 60. I don't think that's how it works either.
Like, do y'all think that's why he got fired by the Lakers though?
He didn't get fired. He quit.
He got his name Magic. Somebody told me this like 15 years ago.
Bro, look, Magic was Magic Johnson at like 79.
What? Whoa.
There's a bear.
What's she doing? All right. I got one for you.
Okay. Purple emoji. How the song
got. All right. So I'm going to bring us out on some deep shit. All right.
Oh, my God. Right.
Not for real. So Confucius. Hear me out. Confucius once said, a lock that works with many keys is useless. But a key that opens many locks is priceless.
That's what Lamar Odom thought.
Good night.